We're in the National Museum of Computing, which is a large chunk of the gloriousness that is Bletchley Park. It's Station X Day, and a few geeks have come from, well, actually all over Europe. We've got a visitor from Austria here today. And this is my first meeting with Ian Standen, CEO, new, fresh, new. How long has it been now?
I'm on day three of week three, so very new.
So what's your background?
28 years in the British Army as an officer in the Royal Corps of Signals, so doing military communications, and this is my first step outside into the world of heritage and history.
Some people would say that's kind of an unusual step, but for me it seems to make a lot of sense. This is, after all, one of the most important, if not the most important, historical military communication places in the world.
Absolutely. As I said to the selection panel when I went for the job, there were three things that attracted me here and I thought I could bring. One, coming from the military, bringing my leadership command and strategic planning skills. Secondly, I've spent quite a long time over the last 25 years being an amateur battlefield guide, so I have an interest in history and heritage. And thirdly, I've worked in the world that Bletchley Park's famous for, in the modern army, so I have an empathy for the business that goes on here.
Is it fair to say that you also have slightly geeky tendencies? And I'm using the UK version. Geek is nerd in every other place of the world, but I think nerd is a little bit too strong a word for people. I like the term geek. We have a geek meet here today. How geeky are you?
Well, having been in military communications, I've always had an interest in being on the cutting edge of things. I suppose, as an individual, I was one of the early adopters of the original Cyan organiser and had used all sorts of PDAs and devices over the years, Cyans and Palm Pilots and iPads and iPhones. So, yes, on a personal basis, I'm very much a geek, I guess, but also keen to roll that out to what we do at Bletchley Park and make sure that the offering we give to our customers exploits that technology.
Now, one of the main reasons why we meet here once a month is to kind of hopefully give people a glimpse or a window into what's going on here. In many ways, though, the technology is available right now through people browsing the web or for there to be apps created which could give people a rich multimedia window into Bletchley Park whilst they are... I don't know why they would have to decide whether to come or not. For me, it's a no-brainer. It's definitely one of those places, and it has been listed as one of the places you must see in the UK. So how will you be moving forward with giving people more digital windows to this place?
Well, clearly, we already have quite a big digital presence. We are keen on using Twitter. Both Kelsey, my deputy, and myself are on Twitter now and using that mercilessly to spread the message of Bletchley Park. But I'm also keen that we get our own app, develop that and put that out on the streets so people can see what there is before they arrive, make some decisions about what they want to see when they get on the site. Appreciate not everybody can spend the whole day, which you really need to see Bletchley Park. So if you've got that information, you can make decisions before you arrive. And then using that app to enhance their tour around the site.
I could picture that app also doubling up as being a tool, for example, an iPad, for example, or other tablet against the wall in a case here where you could very quickly grab historical bits and bobs and rather than update the consoles and notice boards around the site, just updating an app would do that here and for everyone.
Absolutely, and you see, of course, in shops already, places like Jack Wills, where my daughter drags me in, already use their catalogues and have them on the wall on iPad. So absolutely, I see the technology being used for that. The challenge we always have here is resource. We're about to go into launch our Heritage Lottery Fund project when we get the final shekels in the bank. And then we need to look at how we can get resource to do some of these technological advancements to the site.
How's fundraising going? Is there still kind of a steady income? I know it's always a struggle, and although a lot of people are aware that effectively Bletchley Park has been saved, it is quite an ongoing struggle.
Of course, yeah. There's a bit of a myth there. Bletchley Park hasn't been saved. It's an ongoing project. The infrastructure, for anybody who's been here will know, is old and tired. It was built in the Second World War in most cases and wasn't designed to last as long as it has. So we've got some continuing battles, but like painting the fourth road bridge. You start at one end, you've got to continue to the other end and then start again at the start. So the Heritage Lottery Fund will allow us to develop one building as a visitor centre and restore some of the huts, but we still need more money to continue to restore the rest of it. And more importantly, actually, as a museum and heritage site, put the displays inside to allow people to interpret the landscape in which they're in.
What most impressed you when you came here for the first time?
Apart from the story, which is iconic and nobody can fail to be moved by the sort of the, what went on here. But what impressed me as CEO was the people. We've got a great bunch of people who believe passionately about what goes on here. We've got a huge collection of volunteers who've been working here, many of them since the park has been going, and their dedication and enthusiasm to get on and drive the place forward is fantastic.
Lynn, I've just been chatting to from the National Museum of Computing, was pointing out just how geeky some of these volunteers were, because it's scary the amount of knowledge that even, you know, people as, dare I say, as young as Adam, who is computed on Twitter, who's just, you know, with others helped to restore a Cray supercomputer that is whirring in the background. And I've seen that computer. I kept trying to convince him to turn it into a T-shirt wardrobe or a coffee machine, because it would look like a great coffee machine, big red button on the front, but no, they've built it back. They've got it working again, and he's just calculated. I think just today he's kind of worked out that creating binary numbers on this million-pound Cray supercomputers and binary numbers on his MacBook. It's not even a MacBook Pro, I don't think. His MacBook Pro's a little bit faster. Haven't we come a long way?
Absolutely. I mean, it's incredible. The sort of the enthusiasm of the volunteers here and all the little projects. I mean, clearly what you're talking about there is a sort of the modern technology, but we've got guys down the bottom of the site here who, you know, restore the bomb machine from the war. We've got down the other end of this building, the Colossus computer, currently undergoing a bit of renovation around it, but actually, you know, real enthusiasts who get stuck into the detail and able to resurrect technology to make it accessible to the public, which is, you know, a fantastic offering.
What are your feelings of the legend of the tunnels that lead to the pub that we have tried on numerous occasions to try and find? Would you rather them not be found and it be kept a legend? Do you think they ever existed in the first place?
Early days yet, I think. I've read the books and read the legends. It would be fantastic if one could find them, and it'd be a great little, you know, thing to expose. Perhaps I need to get Tony Robinson and Time Team, if they're still together, to come in and do a bit of investigation for us. But at the moment, I've got other priorities.
Definitely. What quickly tell us, what are those the closest priorities that you're dealing with right now?
I think the priorities for me at the moment is to get settled in, to understand the full detail how the place works, and then prepare the organisation for delivering this first Heritage Lottery funding project. That's all been well, fingers crossed, touch wood, we'll deliver by the end of 2014. A large chunk of that is buildings and renovations, as I said earlier, but actually when we open up at that point, we need to make sure our processes, procedures, logistics and what have you are in place to do it. So there's a cultural change programme we've got to go over the next 3 years to make sure that everything is in line when the new offering is available in 2014.
Ian, thank you very much. Sounds like quite a big job you've stepped into.
It is a big job, but I've had big jobs in the past, and this is a fascinating one. To work in this world is an honour and a privilege.
Thank you. Good luck.
Cheers. Thank you very much.